Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the weekly Parsha Shir, studying the Netziv's commentary on the Parsha. This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the privilege of reading Parsha's Toldos. Take a look at the sheets. Good evening. Good to see you, Elliot, and Gavi, and Avi, and Dr. Joe, and Dr. J. And I forgot your name. Avram.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't forget your name. Okay. The very first pasuk, Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Holides Yitzchak. These are the generations of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. So everybody asks the kasha, what does it mean that these are the generations of Yitzchak? Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. What does it have to do with the generations of Yitzchak? So the Netziv has a beautiful take on this, which is similar to others. Zehu Miklal Toldosav. This is included in Yitzchak's accomplishments. Shekol Duracha Vahalichosav Hayanikar Varashim Shehu Benush Benoshel Avram. Wow. You could tell from everything that Yitzchak did in his life that he was a son of Avram Avinu. You know, you have sometimes in certain families, you have a very, very refined family, very special family. You can tell that every kid from the family comes from that family. You see that there's a certain way they conduct themselves, there's a certain way that they interact with people, there's certain midos tovos. And then you see it the other way also, right? You see sometimes where you have a family and the parents are corrupt, so you're not surprised when the kids are corrupt. We used to joke, I've been in camp my whole life. My whole life I spent summers in camp. We used to joke like on visiting day, you could easily pick out which kid came from which parent. We used to joke that the biggest troublemaker in the camp, when they used to bring their dog up to camp, the dog had the same snarl on the face that all the parents did. And the kid, they walked around with the same snarl. Anyway, V'lo chen Yishmael shayagam ken ben Avraham. Yishmael was also son of Avraham. V'lo haya nikar b'halichosav shu b'no. Umisaper akosav shebishvil shay Yitzchak b'chal halichosav ben Avraham. Everything he did, it was clear that he was a ben Avraham. So, she's childless, and they daven, Yitzchak davens for her, and she davens. And famously, she has the kids in the womb. She doesn't know what's going on. So, Vatelech Lidrosh as Hashem, she goes to try to figure out what's going on. Erev Tov Yishai Yitzchak, the sheet's right there. So, the Navi tells her, or whoever it was that she went to see, Shnei Goyim Evitneich, Ula'om Milom Yematz V'Rav Yavod Tzair. So I just thought this is an interesting commentary on the Chumash, V'Rav Yavod Tzair. So the simple way we always understand V'Rav Yavod Tzair is that Esav, who is the older one, is going to be subservient to the younger one, Yaakov. That's the way we tend to read it. But the Netziv points out that on a dictic level, you could actually read it both ways. He says, Omar Hashem, Lashon Demishtama Betrei Ape. The Torah specifically used a language that could be implied either way. What do you mean? Dilu Omar Behechleit Sheharav Ye Eved Lahatzoyer, Hoyomer Virav Yavod Latzoir. If it really meant that the greater one will work for the younger one, so it should have said, V'rav Yavod Latzer. V'ilomer Behechleit Lahepech, if we're supposed to the other way around, Hayomer V'rav Yavod Batzair, that the Rav will have rulership over the young one. Ata Mashma'o B'shnei Ofanim. So the Torah deliberately wrote it vague. Why? Aval Eich Shehu, Ha'echod Yavod Asasheni, V'zet Toloi Lufi Hashoh. He says it depends. It depends how we do. It depends whether or not we take our Yiddishkeit seriously. If we are good servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we're good Avdei Hashem, we do what we're supposed to do, then it will be V'rav Ya'avod Latzair. However, if we don't do the right thing, then it's going to be V'rav Ya'avod Batzair. So the Torah deliberately wrote it vague to tell us that this was not a guarantee that it was going to be V'rav Yavod Tzair. You could read it either way. the Rav Yavod Tzair, either the Rav will serve the Tzair or the Rav Yavod Tzair, he will make the Tzair serve him. You could read it either way. Fascinating. Maybe one time we spoke about that. Oh, anyway, so the Navi, the Chumash continues. So Esav is born, and then Yaakov is born clutching on to Esav's heel. And Tziv has a very interesting explanation of that, but we'll go over that. So we have the whole story with selling the Bechora. And then you have the whole story, there's a famine, and Yitzchak goes to Avimelech, and they have all of the... he went to Gerar. Now Gerar was in Israel, he was allowed to go there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nervous, maybe he's going to go down to Egypt, just like his father Avram did in times of famine. So Hashem comes to him and says, you can't go down to Egypt. Because it's your land. Why am I giving you Eretz Yisrael? Ekev Hashashama Avram Bekoli Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai Vesorosai. So first the Netziv wants to know, so why am I giving Yitzchak Eretz Yisrael? Because Avram, your father, listened to my voice. Ekev Hashashama Vayishmor Mishmarti. So Netziv puts an emphasis, what's Mishmarti? That which protects me. He watched over that which protects me, Mishmarti, or the thing that I have given for protection. What's that? So let's see the Netziv. Vayishmar Mishmarti. What did Avram Avinu do? Remember, this is the Netziv Lishitasa. The Netziv has already been talking about this a few weeks, that for the Netziv, Avram's greatness was that he discovered the Torah, and that he learned Torah on his own, even before he was commanded. And Yaakov's greatness was that he was the Baal Chesed. Usually we tend to think, Al Pi Kabbalah, that Avram was Chesed and Yaakov was Torah. Ishtam Yoshev Oholim. But the Netziv is consistent. We had this a few weeks ago, and he was quoting this that he said here. Vayishmor Mishmarti Hainu Esek HaTorah Shenikres Mishmeres. The Torah is called that which protects. Kedisnan b'shili meseches kiddushin shahatorah mishamraso mikol ra. The study of Torah prevents a person from all evil. Upirush vayishmor mishmarti. What does it mean that Avram Avinu was shomer mishmarti? Shesh shana harbe. Avram Avinu spent a lot of time learning in Beis Medrash. V'heila halachos b'iuno. And he discovered many, many halachas through his learning. What did he discover? Mitzvosai, hainu mitzvos haTorah kamashmo. That's the 630 mitzvos. Chukosai, that's the rules of learning. He discovered the rules. What's that? Hainu hamidos shaTorah nedresh behem. The yud gimel midos, or the 23 midos, the 32 midos, different versions. Kamosh yivur b'sefer vayikra yudches. Shezen ikra chukim. V'sorasai, hey, Matosh Muksavish Balpe. Kediisa Biyuma Daf Chavches. Haklal Shelomad Seder Hamitzvos Shebuksavu Valpe. Vihaga Bichloliator. Avram Avinu learned Torah. He learned Torah Shebuksav, Torah Shebalpe. And he discovered the rules of Torah. Ah. Says the Netziv. V'hinei b'zeh nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu tam liYitzchak al shefa ha'osher u'bracha lo u'lazaro u'lami sheyizkala. In this pasuk, Hashem is explaining to Yitzchak why Yitzchak merited so much, so many possessions. D'yesh l'das. D'zchus shekav HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lam liYisrael lahasik parnasa ikar ene el b'zchus avoda. Says the Netziv, the main way a person gets parnasa is through work, not b'schus haTorah. Like I wrote earlier, nevertheless, mikol makom, ha'osek b'Torah gam kein nizon b'zeh ha'koach. U'kamalchusa de'ara. Someone who studies Torah also gets wealth. Like we have a similar dichotomy when it comes to parnasa in this world. Shemefarnes an shemedina b'shnei ofanim. People generally make money in two ways. Hainu rov ha'medina ayidei avodas ha'aretz. Most people are farmers. So if you're a farmer, certainly in the times of the Torah was an agrarian society, most people were farmers. So the farmer makes money by planting and harvesting and having everything, he has the food. So that's one way to make money. Va'oved ad maso shenitan lo yizbalachem. Amnam anshe chayil hatovsim cherev v'shomrei hamedina v'amlucha hemanizona me'otzer hamelech. If you're in the king's army, so you can't be a farmer all day long, you got to fight. So how are you getting food? Well, if you're fighting for the king, so the king is going to feed you. Shomer Amadina v'amalucha heim anizon miotzah melech. Afagav she'en acherev be'etzem shayach la'parnasa. Even though being a soldier doesn't actually add up to parnasa, mikolokom barkocho, mechuyev amelech lozom lefarnasam b'lisho mesik b'parnasa. Obviously, the king has to support them without them tilling the land and plowing and planting and reaping. They can't do all those things. They can't do all those things. So he says like this. Omnam, yeshnaf gamina bofane aparnasa. There's a difference between the farmer and the soldier in terms of how they make parnasa. The oved ad masar nizon shelo ba'oni v'dochach mitchilas avoda. Right from the beginning, he has what he needs. He's in control of his own destiny. V'kasher miskasher b'avodasu matzliach, eino misnase ba'osher v'chavod kol kach. He's not so excited by what he does. He doesn't. It doesn't lead to gaiva or anything like that. He's not misnase ba'osher v'chavod kol kach. However, because right away from the beginning, he knows exactly what he needs to do. He plants, he plows, he reaps, he harvests, and he gets. It's pretty straightforward. Masha enikein anshe chayil mitchila nizonim bedochak belechem nikudim v'yishenim ala aretz v'chadome. When he starts off in the army, so he barely gets rations and he sleeps on the floor. It's very difficult. Achar shemiskasher b'avodas acherev. Once he becomes a strong soldier, Vanasa Rosh, he becomes an officer in the army. Hare Magilo Parnasa Bekavud Veshef Harav Kiyad HaMelech. He's going to make a lot more than he needs. He's going to move up the ranks. You can move up the ranks. If you're a farmer, you start where you end where you start. It's going to be the same thing. You're going to make whatever money you need. But if you're a soldier, you're a hard worker, so you can move up. That's what the Netziv says. So he says it's the same thing with Torah. He says like this, Kach yesh nafkamina. Im Yisrael zochim lisparnes b'shvil ha'avoda, mitchila seveim balechem u'birkas arts, v'gam besof einu mishpam kol kach ba'oshev chava. Masha enikin bale Torah, the people who aren't engaged in avoda, rather, they're sitting and learning. Mitchila zeu daka shel Torah lios b'dochak va'oni. When you start off in learning, it's pas b'melech tochel l'mayim b'mesur tishtet. It's difficult. The learning's going and it's hard. And how do you make a parnasa? U'kamo sham Yishaya Navi l'mi yoredei l'mi yavin shmua l'gmulei mechalav v'hainu b'miyat tainug. Right? Who can? In order to be successful in learning, you got to move away from gashmius. You can't have too much gashmius. V'lo kechal hamon b'nei adam shikach yusam hayinog b'chalav k'mam barachacham b'mishle v'di chalav yizim l'achmecha. Aval Tamin Chacham, Yeshli Gomel Atzman Gam Mechalov, Kim Pas Bemelch, Ulatiki Mishadayim, Hainu Bemir Derech Eretz. Masha'in Kein La'achar Shezochel Hatzlachas HaTorah. Once a person has success in learning, Masig Osher V'chavod. So then he becomes a Tamin Chacham, he becomes a rabbi, he becomes a leader. So then after he works hard, he sat through a lot of Pas Melch Tochel, then through the Torah, he's respected. V'chalzim v'vor od b'sefer Shemos u'v'sefer Devarim u'v'chalchamim makomus u'mizeh atam rom b'vodos kachavim kol ha'osek b'torah nechasav matzlichin. Wow. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the end of the first parak. Kol ha'osek b'torah nechasav matzlichin. V'haynu, Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now come back to our pasuk. This is what Hashem is telling you. You know why Yitzchak you was zochah to get a lot of money? Not it didn't come through avoda, it came through Torah. Wow. So the Netziv claims that if you're a person, if your focus is avoda, let's say tefillah, even though the Netziv said a few times that tefillah is the way you come to Parnassa, the Netziv kept on saying that. But he's saying over here, tefillah, that's for the basics that you need. For the basics, you daven every day, three times a day, you have the basics. But if you really want to be zocha to the mishmeras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, and this is the Netziv, of course he was a Rosh Yeshiva, I say all the time he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's talking to his yeshiva. He says, if you really want to become man malchei rabbana, you want to be a melech, you want to be somebody who's really going to be zoiche to the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so for that you have to learn. That's what he says. That someone who's involved in learning, he's going to merit, perhaps it means that he's going to merit that the tzibur is going to come together to give him and to support him, berevach, beravchus. Maybe the Netziv is hoping that people reading his commentary will donate to his koil, I don't know. But he says that that's why Torah is called Mishmarti, Mishmeres. The Torah protects, the Torah sustains, the Torah supports. We say it in the davening on Shabbos morning, right? We say, Torah Hashem Tamimah Mishivas Nafesh. It gives life, it gives parnasa, it gives enough to eat. So that's what the Netziv writes over here. That's why Torah is called Mishmeres. That's why the Gemara says that Talmid Chacham doesn't have to pay taxes. That's what the Gemara says, because the taxes is for the police force and for the Talmid Chacham doesn't need Shmira. He has Shmira. It's Mishmarti. The Torah is Shomer him. The Torah protects him. Fascinating. Okay, let's move on. So many beautiful ideas over here. Okay, let's skip a little bit. Let's make sure that we get to the brachos. Let's put a lot of effort into this stuff. The Netziv has a creative and fascinating discussion about the whole story with the brachos, with Yitzchak wanting to give the brachos to Esav, and Rivka plotting that Yaakov is going to get the brachos. So everybody talks about this. But the Netziv has a creative and fascinating discussion, which has a lot of very, very important lessons for us. So let's try to, these two pieces here that he stresses this. Let's go to the pasuk Vayikra. It's on the third page. Vayikra, towards the top. So Yitzchak called to his trusted son Esav that he loved, and he said to him, take your bow and arrow, and go hunt for me an animal so I can give you a bracha. So, what I'm going to read for you here, that I have photocopied, is actually not in the Hamig Dover, but it's in the Harchev Dover. That's usually where he gets to the even juicier pieces in the Harchev Dover. Oh. So, right, this is in Perek Chav Zayin Pasak Aleph. Yitzchak was getting old, his eyes couldn't see. He called Esav b'no Agadol, and he said to him, Hineini, I don't know, I'm going to die, so I want to give you a bracha, so go bring me some food. Says the Netziv in the Harchev Davar. Ikar ha'enyin hu nifla. Says the Netziv, this is such an amazing piece of chumash. Sheshtadla hashkacha sheizbarach Yaakov b'to'os. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha was that Yaakov should be blessed by mistake. What's the pshat? Why? V'gam on a Rome shall obir Yitzchak also birchas Avram. K'moshe birchas ol b'sof. Yitzchak did not give Yaakov the spiritual blessing to be Avram Avinu, to be the blessing of Avram. The birchas Avram, that's already the end of the parasha. Yitzchak was always planning on giving that bracha to Yaakov. This was the Gashmius bracha. This was the Gashmius bracha. V'gam ikar divrei Yitzchak Avinu le'esav eino muvan l'chayra. V'chi b'shir shel yada yom moso. Because he didn't know when he was going to die, haya lira shayamas pitom, what if he was going to have a heart attack and die on the spot? V'lo yeh yachal avarach lebeno lefnei moso, k'mo shas Yaakov levanav. V'gam ma'in suda v'hanos ma'icha lebracha. Why didn't he eat? Why didn't he eat? Mikol zeh yesh lavan asher yada Yitzchak, ki Yaakov yaseh birkas Avram, hatzluya ach b'toyra v'avod. The blessing of Torah v'avodah, of continuing the service of Hashem, of Torah v'avodah, that Yitzchak all along was planning on giving to Yaakov. That's clear. K'moshen esparish la'avram avinu, asher hi anhaga al pi hashkacha protas mi'amokam baruch hu, bein kishu berach hateva, v'yamachuna nes nistar, whether it's Hashem's protection through the miraculous, through nature, oberach shida datav, or nes nigla, l'fi hashah, v'zeh miyuchad l'uman evcheres l'kach, v'chein amud gemilas chasadim imhinasis l'shem shamayim, v'asher kach rotzon Hashem, oz vaday ochel peri b'olam hazeh, v'akeren kemes l'olam haba, v'hakol b'ashkach ha'protis, k'mo shekosavti, b'birkas noach l'ashem, baruch Hashem elokei shem. Says the Netziv as follows. Yitzchak knew that the bracha of Torah mitzvahs was supposed to go to Yaakov. Not only that, and that bracha of being the chosen nation means Hashem is going to protect that nation, whether it be through a nes nistar or a nes nigla. Not only that, and here's the key distinction that he makes over here. When a person even, forget about he's learning. He's not learning. And he's not davening. He's not serving Hashem. Not Torah, not avodah. Even when he's doing gemilas chasadim, so then Siv here is going to distinguish between two types of gemilas chasadim. And he says, even when a person is doing gemilas chasadim, even when a person is doing gemilas chasadim, he says, if he's doing the gemilas chasadim l'shem shamayim, if he's doing the gemilas chasadim for the sake of Hashem, as opposed to, some people do gemilas chasadim because their nature is to be nice, or some people do gemilas chasadim because they think it's logical, it's morally correct to do. So the Netziv says there's three types of gemilas chasadim. There's people who are born nice naturally. There's people who are moral. They morally think it's the right thing to do intellectually. Makes sense to them to be nice to people. And there's people who do it to serve Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. So he says, people who do it to serve Hashem, they get reward not only in this world, but they also get reward in the next world. Then he says, Avala osa gemilas chasadim mitzad tiv'o. However, a person who does gemilas chasadim, because that's his nature, not for the mitzvah, odas enoshi, shiroi lasus kain, or it just makes sense for the world to go around that there's people doing chesed. Makes sense. You need a guy to run the chevra kadisha. You need a guy. We need it. It makes logical sense. You need somebody to do it. You need hatzala. You need tomchei shabbos. You need it. I'm doing it because it makes sense. Obviously, I have money. That person does have money. He needs food. There's no religious piece of it. There's no religious piece of it. Interesting that it's Siv's take on this. I could tell you far the opposite, but let's see what he says. Ein lezeh schar b'olam haba v'anhaga ruchnis. Wow. Says in it's Siv, if you do chesed because it's your natural way of behaving, and you do chesed, or you do chesed because it's rational, logical, makes sense to do, you will get reward in this world, but not in the next world. Because it's not defined as a spiritual act. Wow. Ein lezeh schar b'olam haba v'anhaga ruchnis. Avol mikol makom yesh lezeh schar b'olam hazeh. He says, for sure you are going to get schar. Every maisa chesed, even if it's done not for the sake of Hashem, but it's done because you're a nice person or because it's logical, every maisa chesed has a reward in this world. Commotion is barach yefes. Elze yaft elokim liyefes. V'kach, who is yefes? Greek. The Greeks believed in morals. Right? Yaft elokim liyefes. There is beauty there. The kach, oh, see now you knew the connection to Hanukkah, right? Tonight's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Yefes is the Greeks. They had beauty. The kach kavah kadosh baruch hu teva olam. And this is the way Hashem made the nature of the world. Kedeksiv, olam chesed yibaneh. The Netziv has a new pshat in olam chesed yibaneh. What's olam chesed yibaneh? Every act of chesed, by its definition, has a result in this world. It causes blessing and success in this world. Olam chesed yibaneh. When a person does a chesed, even not for religious reasons, he's building the world, he's multiplying, he's going to get reward for that, he's going to get built up for that. Beperek Avri Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches Amid Alef Daf Chav Dechav Vav Doris Shelifnei Mat Torah Nidah Beminas HaChesed. 26 generations of mankind before the Torah was given. What kept the world going if there was no Torah in the world for 26 generations? Says the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Kuf Yud Ches, you know what kept the world going? Chesed. People did chesed. There were a few people in every generation did chesed. Oh, comes along the Dor HaMabul or Sodom, and they got rid of chesed. So what happened to them? Boom, the world is destroyed. Sodom is destroyed. Because the only thing that kept them going was chesed. Olam chesed yibana. Sodom rejected chesed. That was it. The world in the Dor HaMabul rejected chesed, destroyed the world. Chesed keeps the world going. In this world. But if you do chesed for the sake of Hashem, then you get the reward in this world and in the next world. So says the Netziv. Okay. Okay, good question. Good question. Umishimhachi Dora Mabel Va'anshe V'nei Perushu B'schus chesed shenag ba'olam Umishimhachi Dora Mabel Va'anshe Stom Shelunag amidu nechrivu V'avagav shekachi amida Shiasat kosh baruch ha'balagas olam zu Gam b'lishum bracha Mitzadik Shia King. This happens even without any bracha of the tzadik. Mikomakom gamzo si mida ba'olam shehe mol harbi bracha zu lagi agmul ba'in yafe uve mida toivu kamo beklala shein melzum zagas achinam kamar shalom klas chinam lo savo vein ba'alal misha roi liskalam mikomakom harbi hakhir ba'klala harbi ha'klala gorim. Oh. Achanami bracha l'misha megil avo ma'asa. Oh. Says that it's like this. He says that Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give Esav the bracha that he should be a Baal Chesed and help people. And his bracha, says the Netziv, even though just by his doing Chesed by itself, that will reap rewards for him, but the bracha of the Tzaddik on his Chesed will cause him to get even more. Just like when you curse somebody, obviously he's got to be bad. You can't just curse him and he's going to get cursed. But if he's bad and you curse him, his curse will be worse. He'll get the bad punishment, it'll be worse. Oh, look what he says. V'yitzchak v'hinei. Ra'a Yitzchak b'dayto shemida zu lasos gemilas chasadim midas enoshi levad. Someone who's going to do gemilas chasadim only because it makes sense, because it's rational, logical. That's not for Yaakov. That blessing is not for Yaakov, because Yaakov is a spiritual person. Yaakov is religious. Yaakov is the Birkas Avram. Yaakov is connected to Hashem. He's Torah Mitzvahs. So even his Gemilas Chasadim was done for the sake of heaven. Einu roi Yaakov klal. Basher notzar ach l'toro l'tuda. Ve'en lo l'snai b'chesed. El l'shem shamayim v'kiyum taraso. Any chesed that Yaakov is going to do is going to be the high level of chesed. That's l'shem shamayim. V'im lo b'zeh ofen einu roi l'sparach klal. I feel because all my zelavad. The yadua de Yitzchak avinu hayakach adin. Pachad Yitzchak. Alkeno yidaitu she'en luman evcheres l'sach v'nei Hashem. Yaakov doesn't need this bracha. This bracha is for the low lives, for the people who can't do chesed on a high madrega. Chalak v'tikva lahase yizaschar pigmil slasam shalol shem shemayim. U'midazu magas achle Esav. Shenotza lalichas olam. This is a good bracha for Esav. Let him do chesed in the world for the wrong reasons, or because he'll be naturally that way, or because it's logical. That'll do it. Okay. Anyway, he goes on and on here, and we could skip to the bottom line. We may have to move on. That's why Yaakov had to steal this bracha.
really, this mida was not supposed to be for Yaakov. And this mida that Yaakov stole from Esav is something that was stolen from the Umas Olam. The part that I skipped, he says that Rivka, take a look, I'm sorry, four lines from the bottom on page 3, let's just go Rivka. Abel Rivka me'avasal Yaakov, because Rivka loved Yaakov. Hishtala she'harishayim she'yotum Yaakov she'yasu chesed yisu bracha ba'olam hazeh. Rivka, who loved Yaakov, wanted even the wicked people of Klal Yisrael, who won't serve Hashem l'shma, they'll just do regular chasadim because it makes sense, they should also get reward. So that's why Rivka planned that Yaakov should steal the brachos, because Yaakov needed even the Klal Yisrael who wouldn't do chesed for the right reasons, they should still get the brachos. But to me, that's a wild shot. But to me, what's beautiful about this is where he says that every maisa chesed by itself has bracha. Every maisa chesed by its definition brings bracha. You find a lot of times, I was just reading this, I forgot even where I was reading it. Maybe it came up in the Daf Yomi, I don't even know. That a lot of times when you see a person sick, when someone's sick, so people say, Gedolim say, do maisa chesed, because Maisa Chesed, that's what Netziv says, by definition, Maisa Chesed is Olam Chesed Yibarim. Tefillah, of course, also helps, but doing Maisa Chesed has an automatic result, Olam Hazeh, even if you're doing it for not the right reasons. Again, I find it interesting that Netziv here is saying that it's a higher Madriga to do Chesed for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to doing Chesed because it's the right thing to do. I always thought, many other Divrei Torah, said, you're not supposed to. There's a famous story with the Blujava Rebbe. The Blujava Rebbe survived the Holocaust. He lived in the Lower East Side. He got sick once. So one of his Hasidim called him up and said, Rebbe, I heard you're sick. I'd like to come to your house to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So the Rebbe said to him, do me a favor, stay home. I don't need to be your lulav that you shake me and get a mitzvah out of me. Blujava Rebbe. So that would seem to imply that, no, you're not supposed to do mitzvahs. So then there's another story that contradicts that. Two Chassid Shemaises contradict. There's another contradictory story, which is that a poor man comes to the Rebbe's house. He's tattered clothing, and the Rebbe gives him $100. He leaves, he walks down the block, and then the Rebbe runs out of the house. He casually gives him $1,000. So he says, my high, well, what do you mean? He says, when you were at my door, so I had rachmanis on you. I felt badly. So I gave you $100. Then I realized, there's a mitzvah saseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded a mitzvah stuck on the Torah. The mitzvah, I got to do much better than that. I ran that for a mitzvah, I got to do more. So it's a contradiction. The two stories contradict. So I always understood that the idea is that a person's supposed to train himself. The mitzvah is, to doing the mitzvah the way Hashem wants you to do is to train yourself that it should be natural. It should be natural to do it. But the Netziv here is saying, I don't know if he's getting into that issue, but he seems to say that if you were born that way, it's not a kunst that you're a Baal Chesed. You have to train yourself to be a naturally giving person, and then that's the best mida. Then you do it, L'Shem Hashem, I'm going to train myself. L'Shem Hashem, then you're going to get reward both in this world and the next world. Oh, and now, let's see. Gav, you're not going to have to listen to this one, because this is, I save sometimes the best one for last. No, go, you'll hear the recording. No, God, I didn't mean it, go. This is the last one. No, Gavi, you're going to mamish love this one. This piece is unbelievable. This piece is just unbelievable. Oh. Rivka tells Esav, take two goats. Says the Medrash, says the Gemara Maseches Yuma, two goats. The word shnei is extra. The Midrash, tovim lach v'tovim l'banecha. Tovim lach, because you're going to use these two goats to steal the brachos. And it's good for your kids because your kids are going to get kapara on Yom Kippur with the two goats. And the shaila is, you're going to love this, Gavi. The shaila is, what's the difference? What's the connection between the two gedoyim that Rivka told Yaakov to take for the to fool Esav, to fool Yitzchak, and the two gedoyim, the Sar LaShem and the Sar LaAzazel on Yom Kippur? Listen to Netziv's Mori Dekapshat here. Mori Dekapshat. You know, the Sar LaAzazel, nobody really knows exactly what it is. It's like a gift to the devil.
gift to the devil. Says the Netziv, every bad midah in the world was created for a purpose. Hashem, it's part of Hashem's world. You have a bad midah, so it's created for a purpose. You got to use it for something good. That's the Sar La'azazel. The Sar La'azazel represents the Sar La'Hashem. Oh, that gets shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. Sar La'azazel, we throw it off a cliff. That's the gift to the Satan, the Ramban says. So he says, the Sar La'azazel represents serving Hashem in an underhanded fashion with bad midos. Says the Netziv. So that's why, that's the connection. That Yaakov had to use the midah of trickery. Usually we're not supposed to be tricksters. We're supposed to be honest. We're supposed to be straight, especially a son to a father. He's supposed to be honest. So he says, Kach Inyan, Kol Midah Ra Shebolam is Bechlal Yitzira. You got to use it for good. It has Eza Tov. So when you have a father who thinks that Esav is the man, now it's time to use the midah of trickery to serve Hashem. That's the connection to Yom Kippur. Just like the Sar La'azazel is just as important as the Sar La'Hashem, because sometimes you have to use underhanded means in serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too bad midos could also be used to serve Hashem when it's done, when it's used, L'Shem Shamayim. Right? Nebuch, Chayalei Tzal, you have to kill people. You're in the army, you have to kill people. We don't like killing people. We don't get all excited. Oh, I shot another enemy of the Jewish people today. You know, we're not supposed to get excited about it. It's a necessary evil that we have to do. They say, Golda Meir said, I must have repeated this many times, we could forgive the Arabs for killing our children. We can't forgive the Arabs for making our children killers. So, because we're not supposed to be like that, but sometimes we have to use the midas. The midah of killing is not a good thing, but sometimes you have to use it. So he says, okay, Gavi, you can go now. Now you got it. Kol kach kol midara hematovim l'sha ritzuya rak yesh lizar shlo l'shtamish b'midazu ki yamayde rav muvak uvetzimtzum. Right? You can't use it too much. V'nehigi yashar liyakovinu l'shtam b'midas ha-sheker. Yaakov was midas emes. He had to use the midas ha-sheker v'amimus. It's an avera l'shma. Chayotzim b'zeh. The two goats, one was l'ashem l'kedusha l'azazel, is a carbon l'kochas ha-tumah. On Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah. And just to close off this piece, at the end he says, listen to this, he says, Yaakov Avinu was punished that he caused Esav to scream, says in Medrash. Why wasn't Yaakov punished that he caused Yitzhak to shake? He says, Avera Lishma, you can't get any hana. Yaakov did not get any hana over the fact that Yitzchak was broken when Esav walked in. Yitzchak was vayecherad Yitzchak charod gadol. He caused pain to his father, but he didn't get any benefit out of that pain. However, when his nemesis screamed out, so the Netziv says Yaakov got a little bit of he got a geshmak out of that. Oh, I duped my brother. I duped him. So he says, because he got a geshmak out of the fact, when you're doing an Aveir Lishma, it has to be only purely Lishem Shemayim. You can't get any personal benefit out of that. The fact that he gave a geshmak, a smile, and said, oh, I shafted my brother, I succeeded in messing him over. So that's what he got punished for. It's a very beautiful idea that even bad actions sometimes have to be used. Even bad actions have to be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes. I just close with this one beautiful hara at the very end. Very beautiful hara. It's a very strange pasuk. Really, really beautiful. Just a great way to end. For all of us who have, children. Beautiful way to end. So anyway, Esav blasts onto the scene, right? And Esav blasts on. Yitzchak gets all upset. Who is the other guy? When Esav hears, he screams out, "Vayomer la'aviv brachini gamani avi." Vayomer bachicha b'mirma ve'kapich l'secha. Your brother came and stole your brachas. Esav says, "Oh, he's called Yaakov. He stole my bechora." Vayomer halo atzatli bracha. You have any brachas left for me? And Yitzchak says, "Listen, I already made him ruler over you. I gave him Dagon v'Tirosh. What can I do for you?" Vayomer Yisrael el Aviv. Habracha hilcha Aviv. Barchini gamari. Vayisizko vayif. So, Yitzchak. So, where is this pasuk? Ata, 1 second. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, I said it was in the wrong place. One second. Oh, right. I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong psukim. Chavav, by Yaakov. So Yaakov comes in and says, Anochi Esav b'charecha. I'm Esav. And Yitzchak says, oh, you found it so fast. He says, oh, Hashem gave it to me. So Yitzchak says, Yaakov, come close. I want to touch you to see if you're Esav or not. He felt him. He didn't recognize him because his hands were all furry. Then Yitzchak adds in this pasuk. Vayomer, Ataze bni Esav? Are you really my son Esav? Vayomer ani. He says, yeah, it's me. What does he mean by that? I mean, he already said two pasukim before. He said, let me feel you and see if you're my son Esav or not. So he felt him and he said, Akol kol Yaakov yadayim de Esav. He didn't recognize him. Okay. Then he adds in this pasuk. Ataze bni Esav yomani. Listen to Tziv's beautiful take on this. Why does he repeat that? We already know. Lo kechozer umistapik. He no longer had a suffix about whether or not this was Esav or not. He was sure this was Esav. He knew he was Esav. Dimkein ma chashav sheol b'hashiv oshenis ani. Like, what did he think? He's going to say, yeah, it's me. I mean, he just said that before. He said anochi Esav b'charecha. He says, are you a? He said it already. What's he repeating it for? Ella, b'shvil shenidrash labracha la'or aval ha'misparech. Says the Netziv. He's saying his name again because he wants to give him a bracha. And you can only give your child a bracha if there's such intense love for that son at that moment. So he said his name again. He wanted to say his name again so that he should be able to give him the bracha with love. My beloved, are you my beloved son Esav? You're my beloved son Esav. He said, yeah, I'm your beloved son Esav. He mentioned his name and he kissed him. Because mentioning his name is mo la'or ava, kasha yivu lahalan memches. Pirush Amir, ki midei dabri bo, zohar es kerenu bo. The more I talk about Ephraim, the more I remember him. Yivu Hashem she Yaakov inu asa gam kinkach la'or ava l'bnei Yosef. Yaakov did the same thing. He mentioned Ephraim u'Menashe because he wanted to be ma'or the ava. By saying the names of your children. You know, I think most of us, if you're like me, so we look at our grandchildren on FaceTime. Mostly it's FaceTime. So at least that's for me. I mean, my grandchildren know me on FaceTime pretty much. That's the way they know me. So you speak their names to me, Ma'or the Ava. Just last night, my daughter called me. The kid wasn't going to sleep. One of my 2-year-old grandchild, very sweet boy. So you say the name, it's Ma'or the Ava. That's the connection between parents and children. Just saying the name, like the Pasuk says, when I speak about him, Hashem is talking about Klal Yisrael. When I speak about Klal Yisrael, it causes my love to be awakened. I mentioned Klal Yisrael's name, Bini Bechori Yisrael, my child, Klal Yisrael. I'll remember them more and more. So hopefully, it should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we understand the value of the study of Torah we talked about. The Torah protects. And there's a lot in the parsha about transmitting the Mesorah from Avram to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak to Yaakov, and how Yitzchak loved Esav, and why he loved Esav, and Chesed builds, Chesed causes bracha by its very definition, but the highest level of Chesed for the Netziv is not Chesed that you do because it's natural, or Chesed that you do because it's logical, but Chesed that you do because you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the type of chesed that gets paid back in this world and in the next world. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to wish everybody a great Shabbos. Got to go out to New Rochelle for a wedding now.